page 116. Unit 11. Is it real? Lesson A. Imagined threats? 1. Grammar in context. B. Read the blog. What threats does it mention? Are any of the threats on your list? What are we to believe?
Recently, I saw a trailer for a TV documentary that is to air later this week. It's about families known as preppers. These are people who are so convinced that life as we know it is to end, or that civilization is about to collapse, that they are preparing for the day it happens. So they're stockpiling food, water, and survival equipment, which no one is to touch until the day when some unknown disaster occurs, like the failure of the national grid, a natural disaster, even an asteroid strike, which they say is bound to happen eventually. I have to admit, if society were to collapse tomorrow, or if food and energy supplies were to be threatened, they are certainly better prepared than my family. We have barely 3 cans of baked beans and a pack of birthday candles between us. If we are to survive a catastrophe, we'd better shape up. If the doomsayers are correct, the world as we know it is to end sooner than we think, which kind of got me thinking about what threats to our lives are real and which are imagined. For example, remember Y2K? At the turn of this century, there was a great panic that computer systems around the world were about to crash because of the way computers recognized dates. The year 2000, or Y2K, as it became commonly known, was set to be the biggest systems failure the world has ever experienced. It never happened. Another perceived threat is an asteroid strike. Is one imminent? If so, shouldn't we all be panicking? Didn't the last one wipe out the dinosaurs? Well, according to experts at NASA, Earth is not about to be hit by an asteroid. They do say that there's bound to be debris from space falling on us at some point, although given the fact that around 70% of the Earth's surface is water, there's little chance it's going to fall on me as I head for the supermarket. There's always some disaster that's about to happen, and it truly is hard to know what's real and what's not. So what's the average family like us to do? Maybe the next time I go to the supermarket, I'll buy a few more cans of baked beans and some large white regular candles, just in case.